Good afternoon for all. I asked for this microphone because not like my friends here, I tried to make the download and I didn't print. And so I need to look for the screen to read some things and to talk about the pictures. And so, as she's, I work, Brazil lived a very particular moment. We had the Cup in 2014 and the Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2016. And you can suppose that we are a very completely accessible country because of the many events we had in Brazil, and I will show you. The city of Rio de Janeiro, it's a very beautiful city, the most beautiful city in the world, I must say. Yes, it's not like only a word, but it's we are living many problems, but we are the most beautiful city. As she said, I work at the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro, and I say that we are working now with the concept of universal design. Everyone has the right to access any place, not only people with disability, but the elderly, people with the reduced mobility, and for the general population. And this is how we work. And I'll try in the end to explain another concept that we are adopting now in our work. And now for this year was a very good year for me. In the beginning of the year, in February, I went to Vienna. I received an award in the Zero Project, and it was fantastic. I don't have the time to present the video we produced, but it was really very good. And now, also recently, for 1 month, I received also, it's not an award, but I had a competition for the Gates Institution. I don't know, I hope to see a person from Gates, I don't know. But now I am certified as an accessibility consultant, and it's not, it's too much because I am in the list of international consultants, I'm architect, and this was really good. I'm not, I'm studying the laws, the standards from all around the world to, and the world Cup FIFA 2014. This is in Maracanã. The country spent a lot of money. Maybe some of you know the histories of the country, and I will tell more later. This is the Maracanã, a very beautiful stadium. This is the stadium of Rio de Janeiro. And the sport ministry asked the federal universities, because we had many cities, and each city with a stadium, but our university is Rio, and we looked for the accessibility in Maracanã Stadium. And we don't look only for the building, for the stadium, but we also do in our research all the routes to see if you can do an accessible route to that building. The environment, I don't like to, I told you about the most beautiful city in the world, but incredible. Around the stadium that was building, and even after The environment was not very good. The sidewalks stayed like they were. And we have many, many, many problems, many barriers. And this is one of them. We have many. The research were very big. Even 1 year, we expected to correct the barriers and to make projects for them. But this is a crossing from one of the crossing to go to the stadium, those stairs. And the Maracanã, even belonging to the patrimony, we couldn't do anything in the stadium. Many things was forbidden, but they practically destroyed and did many things. And destroying, building, like building another stadium, the ramps should have good inclination and many good things on accessibility. This was not happen, not what happens. But we have good things, places in the stadium for wheelchair users and their companions, what are in the standards, and many other things in the cup. For the Olympic and Paralympic Games, when in 2010 we began to make the manual standards for accessibility to the Games with the Brazilian Olympic Committee and the International Committee. It was a very stressing work, but we liked it very much. They were very good standards for the games. Those are some. We needed to compare the international Paralympic accessibility standards, the Brazilian standards, and international standards to have a good guide for Rio de Janeiro. And on the left side, we have the accessibility standards we had for the Olympic Games. And on the right, it was I was editor of a book for tourism publication. Each month, they call for a person to make, and I did for Brazil. And some of the areas for the Olympic Games. This is the Paralympic Park. It was on the pre-events. We had pre-games. And on the middle, we have a seat for the obese. On the left, the tactile in the elevator, and on the right side, the place for wheelchair. It was not the final place because it was in a moment that not all was finished. And here, the athletes' village. The history, I could tell you many, many things, good and not good. The left side is a sensorial garden inside the village. And in the right, a ramp for the swimming pool and the common areas. And I will not read all, but we have a very good laws and standards. We have the decree from 2004, and we have the Brazilian technical standards. They were in 2015. We have the new standards, and we also have the. We signed the United Nations Convention, and differently from many other countries, and even Brazil, it belongs now, the convention belongs to the constitution, the Brazilian federal constitution. And this is the beach, everybody showed beaches, and we also have beaches, and many experiences are happening in Brazil. This is in Rio de Janeiro, but all the country is turning beaches accessible. We have many beaches, we have a coast, a very beautiful coast. This was the beginning of the project of the accessible beach. Oh. Here, even the stadiums, the places for competitions, but also the city tried to reconstruct areas that were not being used. And this is in the bay, Guanabara Bay. This is the future, the museum of the future. Is a very beautiful area now, and is a very beautiful museum also. As an architect, my only remark is that they gave the project for a Spanish architect, and we have many good architects in our country. This is another museum in front of the Museum of the Future, the Museum of Art in Rio. And also, we had a very old construction building, and together with a new one, it became very beautiful, and the accessibility inside the building, they did many things there, and also in the Museum of the Future. This is the museum. And as many of you told, we are almost finished till the end of this year. The accessibility guide, I should have presented yesterday, but is a virtual accessibility guide. We had this project like a dream. For many years, it was to be pressed, and then it was to be a blog, a site, and now it will be an app for iOS and Android. It's almost in the end. And just to show you what is the guide. I believe I will not read if I have more time. Do I have? I have a small video about the virtual accessibility guide, and it's better to show you how what is it. Just to tell you that many times I ask myself, this is of Jamie Lander, an architect that I love very much. Many times I ask myself why some cities succeed to make important and positive transformations. I find many and diverse answers, but one of them seems common to all those creative cities, because they realize at the beginning, a wake up, this is what makes a city react. Unfortunately, I must say that this didn't happen with the city of Rio. We are not an accessible city. We didn't have, like other cities in Australia. I've been in Sydney, and a legacy of accessibility there. But my friends tell me, oh, this is your dream, so continue for all your life, and I will continue. Can you show the video, please? And just to show, first, I told you that I will we talk about a concept. Universal design is a concept everywhere around the world, but now we are working with the concept that we created. I didn't show you, but we have the concept in the site about, no, it's not this one. It's about the guy. This is of the Zero Project. This is beautiful, but we are working with the emotional accessibility. Like an architect, I need to make projects, but working with emotional accessibility is the most important now for us, because what a person with disability feels, what are the affects the person have with a place that he or she visit and can't use or use, feel happy, and so on. This is the most important now for us. Yes, this is the guy. I hope is that, yes, is that translated? You have only the legend translated, okay? Sorry, but I couldn't translate.
Utilizar este aplicativo é muito fácil. Logo no início, você poderá escolher a cidade, língua e a melhor forma de ler as informações, escolhendo o tamanho da letra e o contraste da tela. Vamos começar? Acessando a lista, você poderá escolher manualmente o ponto turístico de interesse. Escolhendo um ponto, você saberá todas as informações de acessibilidade do local. Tocando na barra de título, você poderá ler o conteúdo de cada tópico. Tocando na barra novamente, ela volta para baixo. Com as setas, você navega pelos tópicos do ponto turístico. O Guia de Acessibilidade oferece todas as informações necessárias para um bom planejamento da visita, com dados sobre o local, o entorno, acessos, banheiros e todos os detalhes das condições de acessibilidade. Tocando no botão Voltar, você retorna à lista de pontos turísticos. No botão Mapa, você pode descobrir os pontos turísticos mais próximos. Basta tocar nos pontos marcados no mapa. Acessando o menu, você poderá fazer uma busca detalhada de local, tirar dúvidas sobre o significado de cada ícone, ou saber mais sobre o aplicativo e a equipe que o criou. Esperamos que lhe seja útil.